Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin. I am in the middle of a beautiful global Divine Healing Hands workshop, and there's some beautiful, beautiful souls present with us today. So everyone say hello. Say, we love you.
We love you.
We really, really love you.
We really, really love you.
And we really, really love your pets.
We really, really love your pets.
So, beloved May, my dog's not here with me today. She's, because this venue doesn't allow pets, unfortunately, but her soul is always here. So, we welcome you with all of our hearts and our souls for this very special time that we have together each week. With our beloved animal friends. And today we continue with we've been focusing on animal communication, talking to the animals, communicating with the animals. And the key is to, firstly, we want to build a strong foundation. And secondly, we continue to open our heart chakra, our message center. Then we practice. We purify ourselves and we get more and more accurate with our messages. So today we are going to do a lower dantian practice to boost our foundational energy. Who feels like their foundational energy is strong enough? Yeah, most people, whenever I ask that question, no one is. So we can actually do as much of this practice. We can never do too much of this practice. There's some practices you can do too much of, but you can never do too much of this practice to boost the energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. So the lower dantian, that is the key, boost our energy, stamina, vitality, immunity. It actually, when we are really strong in the foundation, our emotions are balanced. We are also very grounded. So... And it's like our environment doesn't affect us so much because we are so strong in our foundation. We are so grounded. We are so connected. This helps to balance and harmonize our souls, hearts, minds, and bodies. So, and then when we connect to higher frequencies, we can hold that frequency. If we're connecting to animals, any communication actually takes... We want to be grounded. We want our mind to actually be still as well. And then we can focus well. So let us do a practice to boost our lower dantian. And then we will do a practice to boost our kundalini. We'll do two practices today. So the kundalini is also another foundational energy center. So this nourishes the kidneys, the brain, the third eye. So that is the other part of the foundation. And if our foundation is strong, the lower dantian, the kundalini, we actually feel, we can instantly feel more positive, happier, and we're calmer. So with the animals, they've done studies on the type of people the animals like. And they like... calm, more introverted people, actually. Because an animal in the wild, the leader of the pack of the animals is actually very cool, calm, and collected. So it's not like human beings. Sometimes we greet our animals, oh, hello, how are you going? That's like, when you do that to your animal thinks you're unstable. The animal's like, okay, my owner's unstable, I better take on the lead here. Because you don't see the leader of the wolf pack come in, oh, hello everyone, how are you? They just walk in like, you know, they're very calm. That is a sign of strength in the animal kingdom. You're very calm. You're centered, you've got everything under control. So if we want to be able to communicate with animals, some animals won't talk to us. If we're like all over the place, oh, hello, the animal's like, yeah, nice, I'm not going to tell you anything. That's actually true, because they think something's like you're not stable or you're not balanced. And in the wild, when animals are weak, they're unbalanced, you will actually notice that they will get attacked. It's very interesting. You see that in the park, the scared, fearful animals that are not like calm and strong, they're the ones that the dogs are chasing. They're the ones that they're like, okay, you're not strong in our pack. You're like, we're going to go for you. Yeah, whereas the animals that are very like calm, assertive, very balanced and harmonized, they don't have other dogs attacking them. They see that dog as the leader. So when we're dealing with animals, we need to be the leader. Because in a lot of... a lot of times we don't treat the animal like they're an animal, basically. We treat them more like we humanize them. And when I first got my dog, I used to humanize her too, and then I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? Because my dog's from the pound, and she needs very stern, like, guidelines made of. Otherwise, she thinks she's the boss. She'll take over. He wants to be the boss. And I'm like, you're not the boss, I'm the boss. So some animals, if they're more like alpha, dominant, they want to be dominant. But we need to be, the human needs to be the pack leader. And Cesar Millan actually talks a lot about this, how to be the pack leader. There's very simple things that you do so that your dog knows that you're the pack leader. And being calm, it's described as calm, assertive. So when we do our foundational practices, does everyone agree? Much calmer? Yeah. Yeah. So let's do our lower dantian and our snow mountain. So, and we're going to do this for our animals because they have, some of the animals that have been traumatized, for example, they are very anxious. They are very fearful. So if we do our foundational practice, we do foundational practice for them and they will become calmer as well. So, yeah, whatever practice we're doing, we can do for our pets. Okay, so let's, maybe we'll use God's light. Yep, we'll use God's light for both, but we'll do our invocation first. So let us sit up straight. Our feet flat on the floor. And this is the practice that you can do daily, actually. If you want to improve your soul communication, your animal communication, do this practice daily. So when you wake up in the morning, ideally. So let us place both palms on our lower abdomen, just below our navel. Feet flat on the floor, taking a deep breath in to your lower abdomen. Breathing in and breathing out. And we will call Shah's Golden Healing Ball to come and assist us. So Shah's Golden Healing Ball is a very powerful treasure that comes from heaven. So we'll firstly ask it to come into our lower dantian and then we'll ask it to move to our snow mountain. So, dear Shah's Golden Healing Ball, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please come into our lower dantian and our pet's lower dantian. We are deeply, deeply grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, the lower dantian is located 1.5 chun. The chun is the width of your thumb. 1.5 chun below your navel and 2.5 chun inside your lower abdomen. So visualize a beautiful golden light ball in that area. And we will say hello. Firstly, we say hello to the inner souls. So we will say hello to our lower dantian and our kundalini in the beginning, and then we will just chant So you can repeat after me silently. Dear soul, mind, and body of our Lower Dan Tien and our pets, Lower Dan Tiens, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. You have the power to boost your energy, stamina, vitality, immunity, and prolong our lives. Do good job. Thank you. So we will now connect with our Kundalini. So the Kundalini nourishes the kidneys, the brain, and the third eye. So how to find the Kundalini area? You draw a line from your belly button to your back. You go in one from the back, one third of the width of this line, and you go down 2.5 chun. So this is the area. So we will move Shah's Golden Healing Ball there when we do the second part of our practice. So let us say hello to our Kundalini. So dear soul, mind, and body of our Kundalini, we love you and our pets Kundalini. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. You have the power to nourish our kidneys, our brain, and feed our third eye. Do a good job. Thank you. So we've said hello to the inner souls. Now we say hello to the outer souls. So we say, dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animals. And we've said hello, dear Shah's golden healing ball, and dear the mantra of God's light. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please offer us blessings to boost our Lower Dan Tien and to boost our Kundalini power. We are deeply, deeply grateful. And our pets, Lower Dan Tien and their Kundalini power. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. And we're going to invite all souls to come and join us. Make this a universal practice so we can actually call all souls and they can boost their Lower Dan Tien and Kundalini. So we invite all of the animal souls, we invite all of the pet souls throughout the world. We invite all animal souls, all nature souls, all souls of humanity. One Ling, please join us. Please chant with us. Let us boost our Lower Dan Tien and our Kundalini together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will ask further blessings from outer souls. So dear the sun, the moon, countless planets, stars, galaxies and universes, dear beloved Mother Earth, all of heaven, we love you. Please boost our Lower Dan Tien. Please boost our Kundalini power. We are so grateful. Thank you. So let us visualize this beautiful golden light ball, Shah's Golden Healing Ball, spinning anti-clockwise in our Lower Dan Tien area, which is 1.5 chun, the width of our thumb, below the navel, 2.5 chun inside. That is where our Lower Dan Tien is. And let us chant. We will chant God's light. So visualize this beautiful golden light ball in that area. And you can visualize golden light coming from 360 degrees. Can you turn it up a little bit, please? Thank you. So really focusing your mind. So the mind powers the visualization, creative visualization. And we'll be chanting Shandi Jir Guan, which is Mandarin, God's light. And God's light, we'll do both. Shandi Jir Guan, 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 Shandi Jir Guan.
Shandi Juquan, Shandi Juquan, Shandi Juquan, Shandi Juquan, Shandi Juquan. God's light, 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 God's light. Shandi Juquan, 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 Shandi Juquan. God's light, 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 God's light. Shandi Juquan, 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 Shandi Juquan.
So visualizing this beautiful golden light that is coming from 360 degrees into your lower Dan Tien area. This golden light is getting brighter and brighter and brighter, building a strong foundation, boosting your energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Shani Chu, sending our deepest love to you, Lord and Jian. Chu Guan, Shani 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 Chu Guan. Shani Chu Guan, 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 Shani Chu Guan. God's light, 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 God's light. Shandi Chu Guan, 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 Shandi Chu Guan. Shandi Chu Guan, 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 Shandi Chu Guan. God's light, 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 God's light. Shandi Chu Guan, 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 Shandi Chu Guan. continuing to visualize this beautiful golden light ball in your lower abdomen that is radiating this incredible golden light. And this golden light, as you focus in your lower abdomen, it's radiating through your entire body. Concentrating your mind in your lower abdomen area. And we're going to chant silently for a few minutes, continuing to visualize this nourishment, the light that is pouring in from the divine Tao, source, countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. So let us chant silently. So now we're going to ask, dear Shah's golden healing ball, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please move to our Kundalini area. We are deeply grateful. So now let us move our hands. You're going to place both palms on our back if we can, if that is comfortable. Otherwise, one palm on your lower abdomen, the other palm on your lower back area. And this is the hand position. And now we're going to chant God's light as we visualize the golden light ball. If you visualize the spinal column where it comes down to the tailbone, just before the tailbone in that gap, visualize the golden light. Really concentrate your mind there and let us chant.
Shandi Ju Quan, 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 Shandi Ju Quan.
So visualizing the golden light coming from 360 degrees into this Kundalini area. So concentrating the light into your Kundalini, sending your deepest love to your Kundalini and your pet's Kundalini. They are receiving the benefits as well.
Shandi Ju Quan, 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 Shandi Ju Quan. God's light, 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 God's light. Shandi Ju Quan, 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 Shandi Ju Quan. God's light, God's light, God's light,
Visualizing the light. Visualizing this light continuing to come into your Kundalini area now. Visualizing this beautiful golden light bulb. As we focus our mind, wherever you focus your mind, that is where the energy goes. So as we focus our mind fully in this area, there is so much light that is coming from the divine, the Tao, the source. Count the spiritual mothers and fathers are blessing us and our pets. So let us continue to chant. And really feel how your foundation is getting stronger. Feel your mind is calming down. Your heart is at peace. Shanti Chi Guan, Shanti Chi Guan, Shanti Chi Guan, Shanti Chi Guan. Shanti Chi Guan, 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 Shanti Chi Guan. Shanti Chi Guan, Shanti Chi Guan. God's light, God's light, God's light, God's light, God's light, God's light. God's light, 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 God's light. Shanti Chi Guan, 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 Shanti So now, if we turn the music down, and we're going to offer a divine healing hand, and for our beloved pets that have divine healing paws, we're going to do a blessing to boost our lower dantian and our kundalini at the same time for us and our pets. So let us connect. For those of you with divine healing hands, divine healing paws, soul healers, dear our divine healing hands, our divine healing paws, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please turn on, please offer a blessing. Everyone who's on Blog Talk Radio, everyone who will listen to Blog Talk Radio, and please offer a blessing to everyone who's present at this time. And may his soul's here. Please offer divine healing hands, divine healing paws, blessings to boost the lower dantian and to boost the kundalini power for what is appropriate at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now you can visualize golden light continuing to go to your lower dantian, your kundalini, and I'll do one round of the sound power and then I'll invite you to join me. Divine healing hands boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands boost our kundalini power. So we'll alternate. So let us begin. Divine healing hands and paws boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws boost our kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws boost our lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws pulse of Kundalini power, divine healing hands and paws, pulse of lower dantian, divine healing hands and paws, pulse of Kundalini power, divine healing hands and paws, pulse of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of lower dantian. Divine healing hands and paws, boost of Kundalini power. So silently now. Just take a moment to observe how you're feeling. Taking a deep breath into your lower abdomen. Breathing in and breathing out. And we say, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank beloved Master Shah for his wisdom, teachings, blessings, making all of this possible. We thank the divine, the Tao, the source, all of our spiritual mothers and fathers that brought the light. We thank our divine healing hands and paws. We are so grateful for your blessings. I thank everyone that joined today in person. I thank everyone that joined online. We will now close. I highly recommend you can go back and listen to this every day to do this practice, and you will be amazed how grounded you feel, how much energy you feel, how your kidneys will be nourished. And from this place, you will do amazing soul communication, animal communication. So it's been my greatest honor to be with you and your pets today. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. How. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. So we say bye bye.
Bye.
Love you, love you, love you.
Love you, love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Bye bye, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.